Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. Managing Social Anxiety, Therapist's Guide to Cognitive Behavioral Therapy, approaches a clinical manual in the Treatments That Work series, written by Deborah A. Hope, Richard G. Heimberg, and Cynthia L. Turk. The book is designed for therapists who treat social anxiety disorder using a structured cognitive behavioral therapy model. Rather than presenting a general self-help discussion, it gives clinicians a session-oriented framework for assessment, psychoeducation, cognitive work, exposure practice, and relapse prevention. Its purpose is practical to help therapists deliver an empirically supported intervention with consistency while still allowing clinical judgment. The guide is paired with a client workbook, making treatment an active process in which clients monitor anxiety, examine beliefs, complete assignments, and practice feared social situations between sessions. As part of a respected evidence-based treatment series, the book stands in the tradition of manualized CBT, emphasizing clear procedures, measurable progress, and skills that clients can continue using after formal therapy ends. I will give you key takeaways from this book. A manualized CBT model focused on the maintenance cycle of social anxiety. The guide is built around the cognitive behavioral understanding that social anxiety persists through interacting patterns of fearful prediction, self-focused attention, avoidance, and post-event rumination. The therapist is not simply asked to reduce nervousness in social settings, but to help clients understand how their own safety behaviors and interpretations keep anxiety active. For example, a person who avoids eye contact, rehearses sentences, or speaks as little as possible may feel temporarily protected. Yet these behaviors prevent disconfirmation of feared outcomes. The manualized format matters because social anxiety treatment can otherwise become unfocused, supportive discussion. By organizing treatment around a clear maintenance model, the book gives therapists a way to connect symptoms, beliefs, and behaviors into a coherent case formulation. This also helps clients see anxiety as a learned and modifiable process, rather than as a fixed personality trait. The model is clinically useful because it identifies multiple intervention points, changing interpretations, reducing avoidance, conducting exposure, and reviewing evidence after social encounters. Its value lies in translating CBT theory into a repeatable treatment map. Secondly, cognitive restructuring targets feared evaluation rather than general negative thinking. A central component of the book is cognitive restructuring, but its focus is specific to the social fears that define social anxiety disorder. Clients are guided to identify predictions about embarrassment, rejection, visible anxiety, incompetence, or harsh judgment by others. The therapist then helps them examine the evidence for these predictions, consider alternative interpretations, and test beliefs through experience. This is not presented as forced positive thinking. Instead, the method treats anxious thoughts as hypotheses that can be evaluated. That distinction is important because socially anxious clients often experience their fears as realistic and morally significant, not merely irrational. The guide, therefore, emphasizes careful questioning, specificity, and connection to actual social situations. Cognitive work also prepares clients for exposure by clarifying what outcome they believe will occur and what evidence would challenge that belief. In this way, cognitive restructuring is not a separate intellectual exercise. It supports behavioral change. The book's approach helps therapists avoid debating clients abstractly and instead encourages collaborative examination of predictions that maintain avoidance and distress. Thirdly, exposure exercises are used to test predictions and reduce avoidance. Exposure is one of the most important treatment procedures in the guide. The book frames exposure as repeated, planned engagement with feared social or performance situations, conducted in ways that allow clients to learn new information. The purpose is not merely to endure anxiety until it fades, although anxiety reduction may occur. More importantly, exposure gives clients opportunities to discover that feared outcomes are less likely, less catastrophic, or more manageable than expected. This emphasis is especially relevant in social anxiety, where avoidance can be subtle. A client may attend a social event while still relying on safety behaviors such as over-preparing, hiding symptoms, or avoiding spontaneous conversation. The therapist's task is to design exercises that reduce these protective strategies and make learning possible. The manual's step-by-step orientation helps clinicians plan exposures at an appropriate level of difficulty, review the results, and link the experience back to the client's predictions. This makes exposure more than a behavioral assignment. It becomes a structured experiment that directly challenges the disorder's maintaining mechanisms. Fourthly, the therapist guide and workbook create an active skills-based treatment structure. The book's design assumes that effective CBT requires active participation from both therapist and client. The therapist guide provides procedures, sequencing, and clinical direction, While the companion workbook supports client practice through exercises, monitoring tasks, and homework, this pairing reflects a major feature of the Treatments That Work series. Therapy is treated as a structured learning process rather than an open-ended conversation. Clients are expected to observe their anxiety patterns, complete assignments, and apply skills between sessions. For therapists, this structure helps maintain treatment fidelity, especially for clinicians who are learning to deliver CBT for social anxiety. It also gives sessions a clear purpose review homework, refine the case formulation, practice cognitive or exposure methods, and plan the next task. The workbook connection is clinically significant because social anxiety is reinforced outside the therapy room in everyday interactions. Skills must therefore be practiced in real contexts. The guide's practical strength is that it turns evidence-based principles into a sequence of teachable, repeatable activities that can be monitored over time. Lastly, structured treatment still requires clinical judgment and adaptation. Although the guide is manualized, it does not eliminate the need for therapist skill. Social anxiety disorder varies widely in severity, triggers, avoidance patterns, cultural context, and co-occurring conditions. A rigid application of the protocol may be less effective when clients have depression, substance use, trauma histories, autism spectrum traits, or complex interpersonal difficulties. The book's structured approach is therefore best understood as a framework that supports clinical decision-making rather than a script that replaces it. Therapists must judge how quickly to proceed, how to design exposures, when to revisit cognitive work, and how to handle limited motivation or missed assignments. This is one reason the manual is especially valuable for trained clinicians rather than casual readers. It provides enough structure to promote consistency, but its effectiveness depends on the therapist's ability to individualize tasks without drifting away from the core CBT principles. The limitation is also a strength by making the treatment components explicit. The guide allows therapists to see where adaptation is needed while preserving the mechanisms that make CBT effective. In conclusion, managing social anxiety. Therapist Guide is best suited for mental health professionals, graduate trainees, supervisors, and clinicians who want a structured CBT protocol for social anxiety disorder. It is not primarily a general reader's introduction to shyness or confidence building. Its value lies in helping therapists organize treatment around empirically supported methods. Readers gain practical benefits such as clearer session planning, better integration of cognitive restructuring and exposure, and a stronger understanding of how avoidance and safety behaviors maintain social fear. Intellectually, the book also shows how a disorder-specific CBT model can be translated into clinical procedures without losing the logic behind the intervention. Compared with many books on social anxiety, it stands out because it is a therapist guide rather than a broad overview or self-help text. Its pairing with the workbook makes it especially useful in real treatment settings, where client practice and between-session learning are essential. Compared with less structured clinical books, it offers a more replicable pathway for delivering care. Compared with purely theoretical texts, it remains close to the practical realities of therapy. Its distinguishing feature is the combination of evidence-based specificity, session-level guidance, and attention to the act of collaboration required for effective social anxiety treatment. If you would like to support Deborah A. Hope, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.